This is Cal Roy, and I'm coming to you live on a Friday night, and the time is 9:20 p.m. And on this podcast, I don't know what happened to my initial podcast. It just went missing in cyberspace. I don't know what happened, but anyway, we'll try again. And so it's Friday, and the date is, well, it's April 9th, 2021. And the topic that I've chosen is regarding the Derek Chauvin, the cop down in Minneapolis, Minnesota, you know, that kneed on George Floyd's neck. Yeah, so his trial's finally occurring this past week or so, week and a half, I don't know. But anyway, I just a cursory look at it, you know, and then I've been watching the conservative pundit, Ben Shapiro, who, you know, he's all pro cop and everything, and you know, he's doing everything he can to pick apart. I don't know, that should be illegal, where people are given their running commentary like as if it's a football game about a trial, because that can influence, that could get back to the jury. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, they're looking for every way to get this cop off with murder. And, you know, now they're trying to show that there was, I can't see it, but there's these other angled cop pictures and videos from the cop perspective, that so they are stating that this cop was ostensibly on Floyd's shoulder or shoulder back area with his knee, and that, oh, we're all mistaken with the original videos where he's on his neck. Looks like he was on his neck to me. But anyway, their position in the defense of this Chauvin character is that, no, the knee was on his shoulder for a part of the 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Well, I don't buy it. It doesn't matter where his knee was. It doesn't need to be on him, period. And the other two and three cops, they don't need to be on his back or his feet either. The guy was handcuffed with his hands, not in front of him, but behind him, you know, behind his back. He's laying on his stomach, prone on the ground. What flight risk possibly can there be? Unless you're even the best acrobat, or, you know, Olympian acrobat, or a Houdini, you know, world escape artist, historically a great risk. I don't think anybody can get off their stomach. I'm pretty athletic myself, and I do the splits and such, and I you know, martial arts and such. I don't think I can get off. I'll try it, but I can presume that I can't get off my stomach with my hands tied or handcuffed behind my friggin' back. So what do you kneeing on him? It doesn't matter where you're kneeing. All three of these cops don't need to be placing their weight on his body. They don't need to be whatsoever. Why? He's not going anywhere. He's handcuffed on his stomach. What's he going to use? His forehead? His forehead's going to be a rudder? Or his face? He's going to push himself up onto his feet and run away with his face? It's just a whole control dominance thing that cops have that runs, you know, people who want to be a cop. If you could Google it up back, you know, you can look it up in books. People who like to be a cop, the number one thing that they like that is characteristic is they are a person. The person who goes in to apply, hey, I want to be a cop, put me through your academy. They're a person who enjoys and likes control over other people. So, you know, they just wanted to exude control over him, kneeing him in the shoulder or neck, the one guy, Chauvin, then the other character in the middle of his back, and another one down on his legs. Why? They could all stand there and have a chit-chat and just stand and leave him alone. They don't need to touch him at all. He's on his back, he's on his stomach, and he's all handcuffed. You know what I mean? There's no need to be placing your weight on him whatsoever, or even your hands or anything. Once you've got him handcuffed, he's on his damn stomach on the ground, he's going nowhere. Okay? So the rest is just to show your dominance, you know? So anyway, I can see it coming down the pike. I can see that they're not going to convict this bastard. And anyway, he should have been charged with first degree murder, because the qualifications in law for the types of murder, second degree manslaughter, second degree murder, these don't fit. These don't fit what occurred. You know, if he planned to kill him, that's first degree murder, which is what I believe he did. But then on the other hand, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. He did have, now she divorced him. She couldn't get out the door quick enough as soon as he got charged and fired from his job. His wife was not Caucasian. His wife was from Laotian, from Laos, Lao. You know, it's near Cambodia, near Vietnam. And she made her way to the USA, escaping Laos, which is communism, and she got to Thailand when I read up about her. And a pretty nice looking woman also. So I don't know if he's a racist. He's not racist against Asians. I mean, he married one. But that doesn't mean you can't be racist against another race, right? Like black. So, you know, but anyway, that's sort of off the topic. You know, the thing is, what I want to focus on subjectively on this topic is that they're bringing up in defense, trying to show these blurry pictures and video that from the cops' cameras, body cameras, that his knee was not on his neck, but it was on his shoulder, or, you know, or his back up by his neck. Well, it really doesn't matter, okay, because it's putting weight over your lungs, which you require for breathing. And they're trying to say it's all about drugs now. And, you know, they're doing everything to weasel off. Cops are never responsible for anything. It would be amazing to have a cop ever say, you know what, I did this or that, and own up to it. You know, they're the biggest liars on the face of the earth. Cops, you know. So anyway, there's been some Black Lives Matter people stating that I've seen online, hey, you know, if he's not convicted, there's going to be riots. Well, I hope not. I mean, I hope there is protest. But when there are riots, guess what happens? I don't blame people for rioting if this cop gets off and gets, you know, exonerated. That's bullshit. He's guilty as far as I, you know. This Ben Shapiro guy, he acts like he's on crack and methamphetamines. The guy speed talks. He's got mannerisms that are flitching and flittering around. God, he's a total nut job, right? Okay, anyway, the thing is, what happens when there's riots? People die, right? People did die in the last riots. And people will die if they do riot again. So I advocate people don't riot. But they should go out in the streets in the hundreds of thousands. But you know what? It makes a statement. It makes a statement much louder and clearer with integrity to march and go to the streets and do it peacefully. As difficult as that is to do it peacefully, I think that's a good thing, because why? People are going to die, right? I mean, when there's riots, people die. And they were all colors. People died of all colors. There was Caucasians, there was some black people died. I mean, everybody dies. Accidents happen, you know, the wrong people die. The good, the bad, the ugly. Everybody dies when there's a riot. Well, anyway, I hope he's convicted. I mean, he's got to be convicted of something, because there was no reason to, once you had him on his stomach, handcuffed with hands behind your back, you can't get up, man. You're not a flight risk. And you're also not injurious to yourself or others risk either. He can't hurt any officer. He can't do anything. He's on his back. He's on, not stomach. He's on his stomach and he's handcuffed. Well, what's he going to do? You know, stand there, watch him, stand close, but leave him alone and wait for the paramedics to arrive. That's while he was breathing. He would, you know, even if you're, you know, they want to get all technical. If the foot on, if the body weight's on him didn't, you know, the thing is it, there's anxiety. There's this, I can't remember what they call it, but the young cop even said to the Chauvin, hey, we better turn him on his side because delirium, right? That, you know, he was worried about him becoming delirious and on his stomach, it's hard to breathe and he might, you know, choke. Okay, so there was no reason. This Chauvin is culpable. He is responsible for this man's death. And there needs to be a march of 100 million fucking people out in the streets if he gets off. But don't riot. Don't break things. Don't kill people. Everybody needs to march. Every race. But don't do damage, because people get injured. You know what I mean? So, you know, somebody's child gets injured, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old. This isn't good, right? So we don't want any more death from a riot. But, but people have to use their voice. They have to use their right of assembly and their right to protest, of course. That's if he gets off, but let's cross our fingers and that he doesn't get off. But this Ben Shapiro asshole, he's got this guy off, you know, all he's on every day, you know, talking about how, you know, it's all about drugs, that he died because of drugs, and, you know, and that the knee wasn't on his neck. So, yeah, it's sickening. It's all sickening, right? It's always an excuse for cops, you know. There's always an excuse. It's because they want you, their society, to respect law. And so, you know, we're not supposed to think a cop who's a human is fallible or racist or going to step on people's rights. They step on people's rights every fucking day, constantly. And they know that they're doing so. Okay? I'm Caucasian. I get stopped where I live. It's a suburb. Anytime you're out after midnight, because they roll up the streets, right? Where I live, they have a bylaw where businesses can't be open past 7 o'clock. Except even the 7-Eleven closes at midnight. 7-Elevens all across North America are 24 hours. That's what they're known for. Oh no, not in my suburb. It has to close at midnight. That's the longest thing open. So if you're out walking after midnight, cops think that it's their right to pull up on you, engage you in conversations, pull their vehicle right in front of you as you're crossing the crosswalk between corner to corner. That's illegal. They're impeding pedestrian traffic, which is illegal. And then they think that they demand to know where you're going to where you're coming from, what your shoe size is, what your penis length is, when's the last time you made it with your wife. Fuck off. Anyway, I tell them straight, none of your business. Then they stalk me along the street. They'll stalk me all along for like 2 blocks. So I'll get out my camera of my cell phone and I'll start videoing their damn license plate. So yeah, no, cops are assholes, right? Straight up assholes. I mean, think about it. A lawyer has to go to school 7 years. 7 years. A cop has a crash course of, you know, of 6 months, 5 months, whatever, depending on the jurisdiction. You know, what do they know? How they're taught how to be a revenue collector, write tickets for everything, right? get some revenue, and to work on the premise that people don't know their rights, right? And try to intimidate people. We don't need to tell them what our, when you're walking on a public street, it doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. You have a right, constitutional right, to walk down the street, you know? I don't have strangers, if a stranger's pulling up on me asking questions, I don't need to answer them, so I don't need to answer a cop either. You say, am I under arrest or am I being detained? If neither, I'll be on my way, and you just keep on walking, you know? Because you answer one question, it's like the salesman with their foot in the door, okay? You don't need to answer fuck all. Not your name, not a thing. You have to if you're driving a motor vehicle. In my country, I'm in Canada. If you're driving a motor vehicle, you got to hand over your driver's license. Then if they ask you, where do you live, you have to verbally state it, because you could have moved since your driver's license, which are issued for 5-year in duration, you know, since your driver's license was issued, you could have moved. So you have to verbalize your ID, and you have to show your ID. But you don't have to do any of that when you're walking down the street just because it's 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, you know, and you're not standing there trying to break into any businesses or on anybody's private property. You're on a public sidewalk. Cops try to fuck with people's rights all the time. You know what I mean? And I'm a Caucasian. And I'll be in a suit and a tie. Coming from movies. Vancouver is Hollywood North, right? Half of everything filmed in the USA. The Walking Dead, Supergirl, everything. It's all filmed in Vancouver. Batman, it's all done here. So anyway, half of Hollywood's done here because our dollar's low in Canada. Anyway, I'll be coming from movie sets and work, you know, background extra. And so you're dressed up in a suit and a tie. And I'm Caucasian. And assholes where I live, they do that. Because I come to my suburb. And oh my God, you're out after midnight. Fuck off, you know what I mean? Would they do that to Prime Minister Trudeau if he's out after midnight? Oh no, they wouldn't. Okay? So, yeah. Talk to cops like you're a lawyer. You say two things. And a lawyer friend told me this. You don't answer questions. Everything they say to you, you just keep reiterating that mantra. Am I under arrest or am I being detained? Am I under arrest or am I being detained? Am I under arrest or am I being detained? You reiterate that ad nauseum. Everything they say, you just keep saying that. Okay? You don't need to answer questions. And you can say that too. But then that just opens up more dialogue. I wouldn't even, you know, you can say I don't answer questions, but they get the drift just by saying, am I under arrest or am I being detained? Okay, and you're not under arrest and you're not being detained. So then you're free to go and you just keep on walking. So, yeah. But anyway, all over $20 they murdered this guy, George Floyd, over $20, you know. Fuck. Assholes, eh? Anyway, okay, that's my rant.